This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I don't know that Governor Mike Pence of Indiana ever really figured he would be in the very sharp crosshairs of the CEO of arguably the most influential company on the planet. But in the event, that is exactly what has happened. Tim Cook, the CEO of Apple, as well as the people who run Salesforce and Yelp, have all taken very public stands against Indiana's Religious Freedom Restoration Act, which Governor Pence signed into law Thursday. These CEOs have said they will either work against the law or cut back on how much business they do in that state. Rare departures from the delicate balancing acts that CEOs usually have to do. Marketplace's Abri Beneshor gets us going.
When a CEO drags his or her company into the highly exposed, highly charged world of causes, politics, and issues, there is a basic obvious concern. Will this affect the business? Stephen Davidoff Solomon teaches at UC Berkeley School of Law. He says a CEO stand will always be unpopular with some, but it could be popular with others.
Sometimes it furthers the corporation's missions. People like to buy causes these days.
But why get embroiled at all?
CEOs are people, too. Surprising as that may sound.
CEOs do have strong feelings on issues. They donate politically, for example, but that's usually private.
You don't very often see a CEO of a public company taking a public stance on a controversial issue without the CEO going first to the board.
Donna Dabney is executive director of the Conference Board Governance Center, and basically she says the CEO will usually first get permission, which directors are increasingly apt to grant.
CEOs and companies nowadays are feeling that they should speak up on societal issues.
But having the board on board doesn't mean it'll go well. John Coffey teaches law at Columbia.
I'm afraid Starbucks found the experience of dealing very candidly with race, even though it was a commendable effort, to have been something that went rather embarrassingly awkward for the company.
And really, every company does things differently, he says. Some have business policy committees to control corporate image and corporate mouths extra tightly. Others will let a CEO live his or her life, as long as they don't reduce shareholder value. In New York, I'm Sabri Beneshor for Marketplace.